Saga Egmont presents Caesar's Nemesis by Alex Goff. Read by Andrew James Spooner. Chapter 1. September 714 AUC. September 40 BC, Brundisium. Antony raced through the night, his mount's hooves pounding on the hard cobbles of the Via Appia. He had been only a couple of mouthfuls into a hearty meal of roast pork when a messenger arrived, informing him that Octavian had sent a large cavalry force led by Publius Servilius Rullus ahead of his main army. Antony had ridden out immediately to confront the threat with 400 riders at his back, a smaller force than Rullus's, but he had surprise on his side. Besides, he was the victor of Philippi, Rome's undisputed foremost general, and he was about to demonstrate to Octavian what this meant, and show him how the boy's bad faith would be rewarded. There was enough moonlight to allow a good speed, and Antony sighted the fortifications of Servilius's camp before midnight. He drew his force up, allowing men and horses a breather, and took the opportunity to give a brief speech. "Octavianus thinks to deny me my right to enter Italy freely. He challenges my authority. Tonight we will show him the cost of breaking promises. Tonight we will show him what the cavalry of Marcus Antonius can do. The enemy outnumber us 4-1, but surprise and ferocity will more than even the odds. Are you with me?" The men bellowed a cheer. "We strike hard, we strike fast. Follow me." He spurred his horse into a canter and led the way towards the enemy encampment. Rullus had set perimeter guards around his camp, but the cavalrymen lacked the equipment and skill to construct a proper marching fort, as per Roman military convention while in enemy territory. There were no palisades, no spike-lined ditches, and no guard towers. So when Antony and his small force thundered in, the occupants had no defense. A guard stepped forward and raised his spear to confront Antony, calling desperately on him to halt. Antony simply rode him down, the unfortunate man's cries abruptly cut off as he disappeared beneath iron-shod hooves. Antony and his men charged into an enemy camp caught completely unawares. Most were asleep, and none of those awake had time to mount their horses. Resistance was sporadic, occasionally heroic, always futile. Tugging on the reins, Antony directed his horse towards the center of the camp and the commander's tent. A small group of Rullus's bodyguards, dismounted cavalrymen, attempted to block his way, weapons in hands. Antony leaned sideways and sliced the arm off a man who brandished a sword at him. His blood was singing in his ears. It had been too long since he had been in battle. His sword felt like an extension of his arm, and there was a rightness to its heft and balance. His instincts screamed at him to plow on, to slaughter every single man who dared to oppose him. But these were Romans, and he had no real desire to massacre his own. Besides, there was more political capital to be gained by sparing them. "Surrender," he commanded those who still stood against him. "Throw down your weapons." They looked at one another, each man clearly torn between his duty and his unwillingness to throw his life away. It was Antony's physical presence and reputation that convinced them, at least that's what he told himself. They tossed their weapons away and spread their hands at their sides. "Bring me Rullus," Antony commanded. A couple of the soldiers hurried off, and moments later reappeared with their bleary-eyed half-dressed commander. It had been Rullus who had denied Antony access to Brundisium the previous month, and the port's gates were still closed to him, though Antony was even now ramping up the intensity of the siege. Rullus had clearly been commanded by Octavian to raise reinforcements and march them to...